Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, sponsored by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service, MrAppliance.com.
I almost guarantee you that somebody will call and say, did I win the Billy Joel tickets?
Yeah.
Who's with me on that?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody? I think somebody will. By the way, it is Aerosmith. What?
They will do that. No, they
won't. I mean, that's almost guaranteed.
I'll go a step further.
What have you got?
They will say, what did I win?
Yes.
You do it all the time. Right. People will call, they'll hear the numbers. Wait a second. And then they'll get through and say, what did I win? I always try to emphasize, you know, if you want to go to the show or if you think you're going to go to the show, right?
Yes. All right, I'm sending out a tweet of an accident, eastbound 6440, approaching 270. Okay, the Masters. My favorite part of the Masters I watched on YouTube this morning, and that's when the old school guys do their drives off the tee. So I got to see Gary Player, who is 88.
Yeah, like
he
the ceremonial start the other morning.
Yes.
Right.
And Jack Nicklaus, who I always love, and he's kind of in his lower 80s. And then they've added Tom Watson, who's in his 70s. He's just a spring chicken, Fred.
Wow.
But that's my favorite part, is watching them. And then I'm done. Yeah, okay.
Well, I cannot even believe that I did not watch the closing round, but I have a relatively good excuse, and I'll explain that in that segment that I was referring to.
I wish you'd promote that, because I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, have you,
Fred?
Do you have any guesses, by the way?
Well, no.
You guys, you think I'm, like, not... I don't think I'm... setting
you
expectations
too high. You
think
you're not overselling?
No.
Okay, that's
what
you're thinking.
I think you might agree that I'm not overselling on this one, so we'll see.
Okay.
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Fred. What do you think it is?
I think you were like in a 6-hour sporting event for Alexa.
No.
And couldn't get out.
No.
Oh.
Nah.
That's a good guess.
Nah.
No.
Don't guess anymore.
Okay. Oh, that means
the big
it's close.
Reveal's coming
this
up.
Means it's close, Fred. Nice job. On this day in history, 69 years ago in 1955, no music, because it was Ray Kroc who opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Des Plaines.
Thank you. Do I have to say Des Plaines?
Well, it's Des Plaines.
Okay,
I live not too far from there, from Des Plaines, Illinois.
From Des Plaines,
right.
Illinois.
Yeah.
That was 69 years ago. That's how old McDonald's is.
Did you ever see the movie?
No, I was going to ask you if you had seen that. Ray Kroc originally sold milkshake machines, right? And then he kind of grabbed McDonald's out from under the McDonald Brothers
kind
restaurants
stole it,
and stole in Southern California.
69 years ago?
Uh-huh.
So what year was that?
1955.
Wow, I thought it would be older.
I know.
Well, you know, in Des Plaines, there is, and I don't know what it looks like today, but you used to be able to drive by the original McDonald's, and it would have the old school signs and everything like that. So there's a great song. I love Mark Knopfler. He has some music coming out, of course. He of Dire Straits fame. He's got a song that came out, I don't know, 10, 14 years ago called Boom Like That, which is about Ray Kroc. Listen to the song.
Whoa.
It's a really good song.
Did you see the movie, Mark? Yes. It was called The Founder with Michael Keaton.
I thought
love
it was
Michael
very good.
Keaton.
I thought it was very good. It's a bit of a narrow storytelling. I don't know how you, it's not like a biopic of Ray Kroc, but I thought it was really, that story is fascinating. And you know, the story of the brothers, they get into that movie quite a bit.
Okay, that's interesting.
And what they were all about and how Ray Kroc kind of got, you know, interested in all that. He was in that movie, by the way, starts right here in Missouri.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think it starts in St. Charles. Oh, I could be mistaken about that, because he's driving around selling
milkshake
machines to fast food restaurants. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they started right here.
Huh. It is tax day. Who has sent theirs in? Fred, have yours been in forever?
Yep, and got the, you know, money back already.
Oh, of course you did. What about you,
Mark?
I file
an extension. I tend to file an extension, and
that's
I filed an extension.
At least you did it today. What does your ancient tax man say? Is he all right with doing that?
He's 87 years old. Here's what when I checked in with him a few weeks ago, just because, you know, and I do chat with him, you know, over the course of the year, but I said to him, I said, hey, I just want to make sure you're still working this year. He goes, yeah, I just signed a 15-year lease. But he's 87 years old.
I love
and
that he does
think,
that.
You know, I mentioned this the other day, that Kenny Wallace is someone like this in my life. Jeff Drew, my friend who I played golf with on Friday, and then John Brandvine, my accountant, he's a very positive influence type of person. And you know, it was interesting. I had to share some news with John recently that wasn't the most positive. And he told me that he used to be more type A back in the day, and he said he read Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, and he's a very philosophical dude.
I love that.
And I'm going to have to give him credit. He believes that his health and living to where he is credited
directly
to the
related
mental
to
outlook that he has.
100% agree.
I cannot challenge that, Sue.
I cannot either. Abby, your taxes in?
Yep, I did them last week, so that was a win for me.
I owed the state of Missouri like I always do, and that just drives me nuts.
You know what bothers me is that it's on this day that I always think, oh, I sure hope my sons file their taxes. It's like I'm going to send that text pretty soon.
Oh, that's so
funny.
Did
you guys file your taxes?
Oh, that's funny. Well, it's a little late, Fred. You should get them to them early.
I know. That's why I feel bad.
So I file my U.S. ones so that I can get that refund to try to cover the state. And this year it didn't work out. I was happy. 43% of Americans say they spend more time avoiding doing their taxes than it would take to just get them done and out of the way.
I'm confused because weren't we told that the whole thing was simplifying? It's just basically on a postcard.
Oh,
you don't have to do any work.
Who believes that?
It's a bunch of nonsense.
It is a bunch of nonsense.
The tax code is so unbelievably complicated. And the reason that I have to file an extension is because I still have some Schedule C stuff that I take. Not necessarily for me as much as my wife, because she does some independent contracting. So there are deductions, expenses, and things that are legitimate that are taken.
But you know how it's easy taxes is probably Abby. They're really good for a while until anything complex happens.
Yeah, I always say eventually it'll get too complex for me to want to do my own, and I'll just start paying someone. But we haven't gotten there yet.
Of course not. So, you got the easy form, right?
Yeah,
boom.
Pretty
oh,
much.
I'm jealous. Blah, blah, blah. The average person spends 8 hours a year. I was going to say a day. The average person spends 8 hours a year stressing over their taxes. And according to the IRS, it has already received over 100 million tax returns that people filed ahead of time. So that's pretty impressive. All right. They've got a biopic on Chris Farley in the works. And I kind of wondered when that was going to happen. It'll be directed by Josh, G-A-D. How do I say that,
Josh
Mark?
Josh Gad. Josh Gad is Olaf.
Who plays Olaf in the Snowman in the Frozen movies. Okay.
Very funny
guy. Paul Walter Hauser will star.
He's great, too. Walter Hauser is the guy that played the
Cobra
Olympic
Kai
bomber, Richard Jewell, in Clint Eastwood's movie. Was he in Cobra Kai as well?
He was in Cobra Kai as Raymond Stingray Porter. Anyone?
I don't think I watched that season of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
He's good, though. Really good.
Oh, that's going to be good. He's also a budding pro wrestler who's made appearances on the WWE and the AEW.
I mean, Farley was amazing. He was just incredible. I was exposed to a lot of folks who were huge fans because he was from Wisconsin when I was in Milwaukee.
Right.
Chris Farley was beloved. I think he went to Marquette. I don't think he graduated. I might be wrong
about
that. I
don't know, but he did go there.
I mean, I'll watch Tommy Boy any day of the week when it's on. I really will.
And I'd like to hear Chris, what's it? Who's got the podcast with Dana Carvey? David Spade.
Yeah,
I like
David
to
Spade
hear those two talk
Tommy
about
Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever see Tommy Boy, Abby?
I think I have seen chunks of it,
no,
but not
fair.
The whole thing at once.
People are already Googling where they'd like to go on vacation this summer. Cancun went down in popularity. It was number one last year. Here is the list. Number 10, Athens. Number 9, Seattle. Number 8 is Vegas, Mark's home away from home. Number 7 is Orlando.
Hold on a second. What was the first one you said?
I haven't gotten to number 1
no,
yet.
But 10.
Yeah, number 10 is Athens.
You're telling me that Athens is just a spot away, two spots away from Vegas in
that
our,
is
in our
correct.
United States travel
correct.
Goals.
That, by the way, Barcelona
what?
Was number 13.
Okay, this makes no sense.
Let's see. Vegas, number 7, Orlando. 6 is Cancun now. New York is 5. 4 is Rome. 3 is Tokyo, which made a jump. I found that interesting. Number 2, Paris. And, of course, number 1, where is it? Anyone?
London.
That is correct. Nice job, Abby. Number 1, that's where the peoples are going in America. We're Googling
now, okay.
about London.
I think I'm confused. And this is my brain. You're talking Athens in Greece, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Athens,
I thought you meant Athens, Georgia for a second. Well, that's why I was so confused.
Yeah. I didn't even understand that that was the problem. Otherwise, I would have said
yeah,
something.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah,
no one's going scrambled. To Athens, Georgia. I don't even know people. Everyone knows
okay.
there's an Athens, Georgia.
Thank you, Sue.
Yes.
Was I the only one confused on that?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I was.
I
did you say probably. Athens, Greece, or did you
no,
say Athens?
No, because I think that's in.
Most people accept
insinuated
the fact that
in that.
You're right.
No one's
I
going to
might
Athens,
accept that.
Georgia. Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance. Speedy Expert Service. Isn't that where REM is from or formed?
Oh.
I believe so.
Yeah,
hey,
I think so.
It was London, England.
Thank you, Fred.
London, Ontario.
Right. Well, you know, we have Lebanon, Missouri,
Lord
and stuff like that.
And it is Des Plaines.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right, exactly.
Sue's News brought to you by Mr. Appliance. Speedy expert service. They're great. Go to MrAppliance.com. Finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I kind of love this. Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before James Cameron tried to get them.
Ooh.
And Cameron said if he'd made the movie, it would have been, quote, nastier, much nastier.
Mm.
And that's it for Sue's News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.